call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Sweet corn.
Okay. How do you cook that?
Well, you can fry it, or you can just put it in a pot and boil it. Mm-hmm. Or you can shave it off of them cobs and put it in a fry and put you some butter in there and let it steam and cook that way.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call that roast?
Say what?
Do you ever call that anything besides sweet corn?
No, I ain't never called it nothing besides sweet corn, but to have some of this other kind, this old field corn, I call it.
Uh-huh.
You can cut it off the cobs when it's tender, but you have to get it while it's good and tender.
Do you ever call that roast?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Roast corn.
Do you ever hear roast ears?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, we call it roast ears.
What does that mean?
Well, you get the corn, you shave it off, cut it off, pick the silks out, and then cut it off like that with a knife and scrape it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bag it up, or you can put it in a fryer with some butter and steam it down and cook it that way. I like it that way, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covering on the corn?
Shucks.
And what about the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
It's tassels.
Okay. And this is something that's a little yellow, crooked-necked vegetable.
Squashes.
Okay. Are there different kinds of squashes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are two kinds. Some grows with necks to them, then there's some that's round squashes. Some of them be green, some of them be yellow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call that round one?
Well, I call it the round yellow squash.
Mm-hmm. What about something that's big, it's, you make pie out of it at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkins.
Okay. And what kind of melons do you have?
Watermelons.
Are there different kinds of
pie melons?
What's a pie melon?
Them's to make pies out in too. And pie melons is.
Mm-hmm. Are they hard to bust open? Are they the ones?
No, they ain't so hard. You have to take a knife though and cut them open.
Uh-huh. What do they look like on the inside?
They are, some of them's green, some of them's kind of yellow looking.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of watermelons are there?
Well, there's two kind I know of. I can think of the name they are. No, I can't think of the name of them old long ones, but some of them is guinea nest watermelons, them little old bitty round ones.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them be these old long ones like that. I don't know what they call them.
What other kinds of melons are there besides watermelons?
Well,
pie melons?
I don't know no kind. I don't believe it. Watermelons and pie melons.
Do you have your mullet?
Mushmelon?
Or
mushmelon? Oh, yeah, mushmelon, yeah. You need mushmelons, too.
What's that like?
It's a little old thing when it's green at first, but when it get ripe, it turns yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can cut it open. And then the seed's all inside, and then you can peel it off. And I always put salt on mine when I go to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
To be kind of sweet, and I put sprinkle salt on them.
Is there another name for that? Mushmelon?
No. Listen, it is. I don't think it's pie melons.
Do you ever hear cantaloupes?
Cantaloupes, mm-hmm. Yeah, cantaloupes.
Now, what's that like?
That's a little old, little old round something. It's greenish looking. But you had to cut them and peel the peeling off of them. Let's eat them. Put salt or whatever you want on them and eat them.
Mm-hmm.